Welcome to Awakening Spirituality and Business Today, inspiring you to succeed with all your heart and soul. Your hosts today are Daniel Gutierrez, international business consultant, motivational speaker, and best-selling author, and Johnny Hernandez, proven business executive, passionate life and business coach, and founder of Living with Purpose, whose mission is to inspire teams and individuals to achieve their personal and professional best. Together, they'll light the path to help you achieve your absolute best. Without further ado, let's turn it over to Daniel and Johnny for today's illuminating discussion.
Everybody, and welcome back to our show. Today's topic is leadership development and personal growth and how all that works together in our business world. Today I'm here with my co-host Johnny Hernandez. Johnny, how are you today?
I am absolutely awesome, Daniel, my friend. Thanks for asking.
Wonderful. Well, today we're going to be talking about, you know, today's world, how busy we are. And it seems that we're just going from one meeting to the other, from one deal to the other. And the idea of personal growth tends to be kicked by the wayside. Even I was just having this conversation, Johnny, with a friend of mine earlier, and we were talking about that we in the United States seem to have a tougher time taking vacations. You know, taking time to invest in ourselves, and which really means that's exactly what's happening. What our employees are mimicking, they mimic what we mimic. If the boss never takes time off, then we never take time off. How important is that? I mean, you just coming out of corporate, I think that you really had an idea of kind of the demand that there is on executives or any level, even line-level employees have a great deal of stress-related, job-related stress. And so what do we do about all that, and is personal growth important? I guess is what we're going to be talking about today. Folks, if you want to chime in, please call us at 347-677-1965. That's 347-677-1965. We'd love to hear from you, hear your ideas on this topic, and maybe also how you or what you do to kind of decompress in this busy world we live in. So let's just jump right in, Johnny.
You know, Dan, I was looking last night over my personal plan. I have personal growth plan that I like to reflect on occasionally to kind of keep myself honest. And it's fascinating that as you get up and you get into, just take it at a micro level, you know, you go through your day, you stop and you find out, and you take a look at the programs like Covey did, right? The seven habits mm-hmm. of highly effective people.
Which we both took.
Right. We're completely yep. certified and everything else. And what's interesting
is we're certified, all right.
Really, what do they say? Those who are most challenged tend to be the best teachers.
That's right.
But I think that as I was reflecting on it, I was kind of going through my personal report cards and saying, okay, well, how well am I doing in this space? How well am I doing in this space? And when you start discussing personal development and leadership, I think you have to keep something in mind. The greatest leaders out there don't look at them as an or. For them, I mean, personal development is it's the driver. It's who you are. It's how you invest your time. And in order to become a great leader, in order to be able to develop and help your employees grow, you have to invest in yourself. And in today's world, and I'm assuming the gentleman you were speaking to was probably from Europe, based on the sounds of it. I worked for a gentleman from the UK for many, many years. He was a senior executive. And the one thing I would say about him is when we were working, he was very intense, he was very passionate, and he was very, very driven. But the two things I'll never forget about this executive that I admired most was the fact that he always led with people first, right, wrong, or indifferent. He was always challenging you on the quality of your leadership, but not whether they're good or they're bad, but where are they at in the learning continuum and what are you doing to help them grow. The other part, though, was interesting, is it was mandatory that if you worked for this gentleman, that every 3 months, every quarter, you took vacation. And he wanted to know when you were taking it, he wanted to see it on the schedule, and he wanted to know where you were going and what you were doing. I remember one time he put me through, actually, ironically, it was the Covey program when it initially came out with Stephen Covey himself, and it was a small group. He sent me to Las Vegas to put me through this session. It was several days long. And while I was there, the only individual I was allowed to call on my cell phone was my family. No business allowed. And it was that kind of leadership that it fit me perfectly, because it's something that, one, that I always struggled with, the lack of discipline to stay focused on just me and not letting all those other things bleed in. But the other end of it was, it was something that I was so passionate about, and I felt so honored because not a lot of leaders got to go through that. So as I ponder this, I would tell you that great leaders don't necessarily have to formalize, yes, the retreats. So, for example, the things that you and I do, Dan, the leadership retreats that we bring leaders together and so forth, those things are nice to haves, and they're actually, in many circumstances, they're need to have. But you can't hinge all of your personal development. It can't be event-based. So what I mean is,
oops, I think we just lost Johnny. So I think what he was trying to say is he needs to take a vacation. Well, while he's trying to get back on the call, you know, I know what he's talking about is us being able to really understand the value of taking time for ourselves, even in our busy environments. Other countries seem to do so much of a better job of, as Johnny was saying, being on vacation when you're supposed to be on vacation. And so, you know, I really want to encourage people to make sure that they are absolutely taking time for themselves, taking time to reflect back. You know, one of the reasons that when we go on vacation, and I'm sure everybody that's listening in right now probably at one time or another has felt this way, but you get on a plane and you're at 35,000 feet and you're headed to wherever. You get there, you finally begin to relax, and you recognize, and every single one of us that are listening right now have gone through this, have said, gosh, I want to move here. Oh, wouldn't it be great if we lived here? And it's not that you want to move there. It's that you feel that sense of disconnect. You feel that sense of relaxing and feeling connected to yourself and to everything around you. And that's why that happens. And what that's really saying is you absolutely need to take a break. You need to take a break. So that being said, I think it's really important that we take time for ourselves and we take vacation and that we take time to reflect. Now, as we talk about the whole idea of personal growth, you know, because vacation and personal growth are two different things. And I guess, you know, I used to love to do events, and I still do, to Peru. And next year we're going to be doing Tibet and India and Nepal. And, you know, I call them a VWAP, a vacation with a purpose. And that's really what we're talking about here is being able to take some time. But personal growth is a little bit different in that personal growth requires that we take a look at ourselves. We got to take a look at ourselves. I remember, and I've said this many times, I think, on other shows, where, you know, the conversation I think that a high-level executive, C-suite level executive, a CDO, a CFO, a CEO, a COO, whatever it may be, is really more concerned about how they evolve themselves, to a place where they are growing, managing themselves so that they can see the bigger picture in their business. And that's very important. That's very important that we understand that we must evolve ahead of the people that we lead. We can't, you know, we have to be willing to push the envelope and lead by example. You know, actually leading by example and giving people the kind of information not from our lips, but from our actions. And that's what we're talking about is coming from action, the action that we need in our lives. So, you know, self-help, a lot of people, personal growth, look down on it, you know, the high-level motivation, but I don't believe that in my world and in my life that I would be where I am today and would have accomplished the things that I've accomplished in my life had I not been willing to take a look at the man in the mirror. take a look at what's there. Take a look at what was troubling me. Take a look at all those things that I think are important for us to take a look at in order for us to grow. So personal growth then becomes a very, very, very important part of growth, and I think it becomes a very important part of leadership. You know, I've often said, and I learned this from Johnny. Johnny was just talking a few minutes ago about the Stephen Covey program, and I took that program too. And one of the things that I realized early on in that program was that he talks about the emotional bank account. You know, and if your emotional bank account is bankrupt, and all you're doing is bankrupting your emotions, then when you need them, they're not there for you. And I think that a lot of people in the United States are emotionally bankrupt. I think that they're emotionally bankrupt, and they absolutely just don't have anything to give. You know, we get up in the morning and we work, and we sleep and we work, and we get up and we do it again. And you know, I saw a bumper sticker that said, "I owe, so off to work I go." What a sad state of being, that we're so caught up in the future and in the past that we forget to live in the present moment. And I think that in order for us to really recognize the growth that we need in our lives, we must begin to learn to become present in the now. You know, being in this present moment, being in this space, that only in the now that we can actually create action in our lives that will allow us to grow beyond the space that we're in. You know, and I think we got Johnny back. Be back with us, Johnny.
Yeah, Dan, I got to tell you something. So I thought you fell off the show.
No, nope, so I've been talking the whole time.
I have too. I've been doing it. I've literally been on the other line. I've been given a hell of a show on the other line. Except me and Charlie sitting here.
Oh, Charlie's his dog, by the way, folks.
Yes, he's a Living with Purpose mascot. So if you ever go to Living with Purpose Facebook page or Twitter, you'll see Charlie's face on there. But anyway, so Dan, by all means, continue, and I'll jump in.
Yeah, well, you know, I was just talking about, you know, so, you know, it was a little bit kind of picking up where you left off and talking about, you know, that taking vacation and that stuff is not the same as personal growth, although it lends itself to personal growth, you know. And how do we get in this, we get from this space of fight or flight all the time and get back into a space where we can actually grow, where we can actually make forward movement. And what I had just gotten into, and I'd love to hear your take on it, is the only place that we have the power to create a shift or a change in our beingness is in the present moment. And how do we do that in a busy world where being present is the last place that our employers want us to be? You know, and so what I was just getting into was that being present, and that is, you know, not allowing yourself to run away with what quota I have tomorrow, or which one I didn't miss. And in the business world, it would be looking at your comp numbers, your comparison numbers to last year. How do we stay present? I mean, how did you do it, Johnny? I'm going to be interested to know, because I think that is the key to success. And I think that executives that know that play hard and work hard. And there's nothing wrong with either one of them as long as they're balanced.
That's right. That's right. And I would tell you, this has been a lifelong journey for me. And especially for those overachievers out there, you're nodding your head right now. I can see it through the radio that, yep, this is one of the spaces we struggle. And it's always laced with good intentions. And until you actually get formal about it, and I want to clarify what I mean and what I don't mean about that here in a minute, but until you actually get formal about your personal growth and in the personal space you allow yourself to grow, you won't be able to get this done. And I think it very, in a lot of reasons, people struggle, and unlike addiction, alcoholism, gambling, drugs, et cetera, it's a very similar process, because ultimately what you're talking about is changing a behavior. Now, granted, some would say that there's chemical aspects of it, so forth and so on, that don't necessarily apply here. But ultimately, in the end, it all requires a change in behavior. And when you stop for a moment And you say, what are those things that matter most? What are those things that allow me to be the best version of myself? And you dig it from all these different organizational and self-development books, and they all come back to the same thing. It comes back to, one, what do I do to take care of myself physically first? So in order to be whether it's exercise, whether it's yoga, whether it's running, lifting, whatever the case may be, do I formally make time for that? And as you start scheduling out, you know, I'm an advocate of you have to put it down on paper. You have to put it down on paper, and you can't go through your day saying, you know what, I think I'm going to try to squeeze a workout in this afternoon at this time. I think I'm going to sit down and try to pray or meditate at this time. You have to be very formal until it becomes second nature. And mm-hmm. in that second nature, if you're planning things like any physical activity, so what am I doing today, this week, this month, whatever the case may be to get out and exercise? The second would be socially. Am I getting out and I'm interacting with other people? That means getting out from aside your in front of your computer. It means getting out from the office, behind the desk, and getting out with your spouse, significant other, life partner, whomever it is that you enjoy spending time with, and socializing with other human beings. It means how do you work on your relationship, right? So we've all heard anyone that's listened to any type of counseling, they talk about one of the keys to marriage, other than making sure your finances are in order and you're open about it, is communication. And it's getting out on that monthly date, that at least minimum, the one date every month that's actually planned and it's on the calendar. And ultimately it goes right down the list spiritually, whether it's reading the Bible, whether it's going to church, whether it's meditating, whatever space you find peace in, but you must get formal about it. Now, this is what it can't become, though. It can't become punitive. It can't be that here's my list of things I have to do in order to make sure I'm the best version of myself. You have to leave space to be judicious. So if in all of this craziness you get yourself in a program where you're really focused on number one and something comes up, right, someone's coming to visit, the parents are coming to visit, and then all of a sudden you're ridden with guilt because you didn't work out for 3 days while they were there, or you're ridden with guilt because you went out and cheated the way you ate a couple days, or you're ridden with guilt because you didn't sit down and read X number of pages of the most recent book you're reading. That's not what it's about. Ultimately, the goal of personal development, whether you're a leader, whether you're a homemaker, whether you're a sibling, no matter what it is, it's ultimately you're investing in yourself. And in investing in yourself, you become more valuable to the balance of the world. Because all of us, in some way, shape, or form, are counted on by someone. And maybe that someone is someone we've never even had the opportunity to meet yet. But in most cases, where there's children, coworkers, employees, you name it, they're counting on us. In order for us to lead them effectively, we've got to be investing in ourselves and we've got to be growing, Daniel. And you and I have mm-hmm. wonderful conversations on a daily basis where I hang up and I'm a better person because of the dialogue. And it's that type of thing. So I caution people in not making it formal, but don't over-engineer it to the point either where, you know, you're just guilt-ridden with when, in fact, you're actually you're not living up to your own personal expectations. Because overachievers, no one puts more guilt on us than ourselves, and that's a crime.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, and especially the punitive part about the reason why people don't stick to anything is because they inadvertently seem to sit down to meditate with a big wooden bat, their big slugger, you know, and as soon as they do something wrong, they beat themselves bloody, and then they don't want to go back, you know. And so, you know, as we think about leadership development and personal growth, both are needed. Both are somewhat different in the sense that leadership development is focused strictly on leadership skills per se, managing, inspiring, motivating individuals other than yourself. Personal growth is exactly what it says. It's personal growth. It's going inward. Now, I personally believe that personal growth is the pathway to leadership development, that personal growth is how we get to being the best leader we can possibly be. It's not necessarily, you know, the bells and whistles of leadership so much the, you know what, there's a perfect saying out there, you are who you are when nobody's looking. You know, and that's the part where I think it's important is who are you when nobody's looking? Who are you when you are just faced with you? And is that person living up to the value system, the values that you put up for yourself, or are you putting on a show for people when you're around them? You know, so it's a very important statement, who are you when nobody's looking? The other thing that I think is important for us to recognize is that when we grow ourselves, when we allow our I think as human beings, we're here to evolve, to constantly be evolving. And I think we're evolving regardless of whether we're actually having a part to do with it or not. We're constantly evolving. Many people have asked me, well, what about the state of the world, and what about war, and what about all the crazy things that happen every single day in our world? And the only answer I can give to that is that source, God, universe is a pretty big entity. We as human beings tend to put it, him, her, whatever you choose to call it, in a box. We limit the unlimited. And so one of the ways that we can look at the world, even our own businesses and our own leadership style, this way. It's very simple. It's a Chinese proverb. And it goes, when I drink a cup of tea, I stop a war. When I drink a cup of tea, I stop a war. And very simply is when I mind my own business, in the business of me and growing myself and challenging myself to be a better person or to be more mindful or to be more meditative or to be more connected to God or whatever it may be, when I am willing to take that on, I stop a war. And what that means is that collectively, when I heal myself, I heal the world. And that is that's all I think that we can expect from ourselves. That is all that we can expect from this particular human journey that we're on, is to really look at it from that perspective and say, I've always said this a lot before, Johnny. Thank God there's only one Daniel Gutierrez. I don't know what I'd do if there was two. I could barely handle this one.
That's right.
You know, so if I can focus on just being the best Daniel Gutierrez I can be, then that in itself will create ripples of energy and ripples of love and compassion and understanding throughout all time and space that then begins to heal our world. Now, for some of you, you may be going, oh, there he goes, airy fairy, here he goes. No, this is the basis of life. This is the basis of leadership, because when you get into that space where you are present in the moment, being mindful of your breathing, being mindful of what's around you, being present, as I was talking about before, when you're in that space, you are a true leader. Because now you're not managing your life or others from a knee-jerk reaction, but from a mindful place. Right, Johnny?
That's exactly right. And the other thing I think to keep in mind, I think that's beautifully stated, Daniel, is that when those around you are always watching, right? So there's the old saying of, if you wonder what your children are going to be like when they get older, take a look in the mirror. And right, and so if you want, and I know myself, I've been notorious my entire life for going a million miles a minute, trying to overaccomplish. I'll have 20 things on my list, and if I get 19 of them done, I feel like I failed the day. And it's something that I've personally worked on my entire life. And from my standpoint, I think there's a couple things. One, don't ever underestimate. You were going down this road here just a moment ago. Is that, first of all, be very clear about one thing. We are all miracles, every one of us, regardless in what roles we lead.
Well, there we go again. It looks like we've lost Johnny again, and he was about to say something beautiful, and I apologize for that. Fortunately, we're at the end of our show, and, you know, I really want to really just kind of echo what Johnny just said a few minutes ago, and that was, every single one of us are a miracle. Every single one of us are a miracle, no matter where you stand, no matter what you are, no matter where you've been, no matter any of that. We are all a miracle. We're all miracles. We're all winners. I love Don Miguel Ruiz. He kind of made this comment once. He said, you know why we're all winners? I remember him making this comment in an event he and I were speaking at, because we were the one of the millions and millions and millions of sperms that made it to become life. We made it. We won. From that moment, we have always been winners. We have always been winners, and we are continual winners even in this moment. And so just keep that in mind. I'm sure Johnny comes back as I'm talking about sperms winning.
Right.
So, Johnny, we got a couple of seconds. Close us out, buddy.
Yeah, this
finish
was,
what you were saying.
No, this I think the important thing to remember is this. We're all miracles, and God gave us, and whoever your higher power is, gave us some amazing talents. And part of those talents and his expectation is that we will evolve, that we'll grow, and that we'll become better versions of ourselves. My advice is this. Don't try to overaccomplish. You take it in small bites, and regardless of what area that is in your life that you're focusing on, don't bite off more than you can chew. Set realistic goals for yourself, you know, 2 to maybe 3 times a day. And the other thing is remember that where you're at in life, that if you're a mother and father and you've got newborn children, you've got to be realistic as how much time you're going to spend on exercise and health and meditating and all the other things added together because you have a child to raise too. But my only advice as we end the call here, Daniel, is don't be so hard on yourself that you paralyze yourself. If you can do anything, one thing a day, and you can put it on your list and you can accomplish it, you're growing. And ultimately, that's what I'll leave you with.
I love it. That is awesome, folks. I want to end by letting you know something Johnny and I have been thinking about. I'm just throwing it out there because you're the reason why we would do something like this. And we're thinking about putting together either in the fall or next year our first retreat conference in some place like Sedona. And we'd love to hear what kind of topics would be important to you. And also be looking for possible events where we may come together and do live events and maybe even do the show live. So I just want to throw that out there because Johnny and I are really looking for ways to serve you more. So at the end of the show, make sure you listen really close because, Johnny, won't you give me your website again because it's just got up and it's really nice. I want to make sure everybody goes.
Livingwithpurpose.today.
There you go, folks. And mine is danielgutierrez.com. I'm leading a group to Peru in June and July. And then next year, folks, we're going to be going to Tibet, India, and Nepal. So if you want to make any of those trips or that trip, it's not any of those trips. It's actually all one together. Just go to my website and check it out. Thanks a lot, folks. We look forward to talking to you next week.
You've been listening to Awakening Spirituality in Business Today with Daniel Gutierrez and Johnny Hernandez. To provide feedback, listen to more episodes, or learn how Daniel and Johnny can help you in your business, visit their websites at livingwithpurpose.today or danielgutierrez.com. You can also call them directly at 1-805-764-1463. Thank you again for listening. The personal fulfillment and professional success you've been searching for is within your reach. Lead with your heart and live a life of purpose today.